This podcast is brought to you by PrideNZ.com with generous support from the Royal Foundation. How would you describe your identity?
At the moment, I'd probably say more gender fluid, but until recently I identified as transgender. It's a work in progress.
Do you think the language that we use to talk about our identities has changed much over time?
Yes. It's definitely a lot of new definitions and words or terms that are now used.
When did you first realise that your gender was different?
Probably when I was the start of primary school. It was more in the way that the girls played together as opposed to the boys played together. I was always a little more interested in what they did rather than getting muddy and dirty. Mm. So probably from about the age of 7 I noticed that I wasn't like most boys.
And then what happened with that after?
I didn't really do anything about it. I sort of put it to the back of my mind, and then one day I got introduced with the first male to female transgender person I met. Mm. And sort of from that moment was when I knew that I wanted to make a change to make the outside feel like the inside. Mm.
How old were you when you met that transgender?
17.
What kind of situation did you meet her in?
I met her at a queer youth group. I was introduced by a friend, and yeah, it was from that moment, like that night, I sort of had a bit of a breakdown and fire, and I was like, I think that's something I want to do.
Did you get many messages about what it meant to be trans when you were growing up? Was there any like education in health classes? Or?
Nothing at all. I didn't even really know it was a thing until I became a part of the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. But even then it was still just sort of care little bits, or there was never any education or anything that helped you. Mm-hmm.
So did you first become part of the community as gay or queer?
Yes. No, I came out as gay when I was 12, and then from there I found Kitopia, a queer youth group at my school, and ever since then they've been helping me learn to love myself.
What kind of reactions did you get when you first came out?
Some were positive. That was predominantly from the girls, which, looking back on it, I'm not 100% sure why, but yeah, definitely at school it was hard and all the boys sort of avoided you or picked on me for it. But my family was quite accepting of it. Took my dad a bit of time to come around. But overall, it was a mostly positive experience.
Did you experience much kind of homophobia or transphobia at school?
Yes, lots. Every day, as far as I can tell. Name-calling, throwing things. The usual.
Was there any kind of support from the school?
Be less gay. That was what my form teacher told me one day.
But you found out about Ketopia through school?
Yes, through my school counsellor. I think they had a poster there, and that's how he heard about it. But I made contact with one of the facilitators and sort of shyly attended a group, sat in the back for the first few months, and no, there's some really nice people there, and good to get along with.
So what was it like going from people thinking that you were gay to then coming out as trans?
It's definitely a big change for them. Well, it was for me too.
Were your family supportive?
Yes. My mum was very supportive. She said that she had an idea from when I was younger, and I was like, okay, thanks for the heads up. But my dad was quite against me doing it at so young an age. He wanted me to build a life first and be secure and not. He didn't want me to ruin my life, which I haven't, but in his eyes it would have, because of the way other people would have seen me. Apart from that, some of my friends were okay with it, the others weren't so much. I sort of didn't believe that's what I wanted, so don't really talk to them anymore. But it was probably a bit easier than coming out as gay. I don't know why, but...
Do you think it's because you'd already come out?
Probably, once, yeah, because I'd already come out once, and then because of that, the queer community had helped me grow so much, whereas beforehand I didn't have that support network there.
Has it been important to you to be involved in the community and kind of have a sense of community and belonging?
Yes, definitely. It's helped me through many hard times, and I've learned quite a lot from others.
Do you see social media and the internet being more of a part in the way lots of young queer and trans people find their community and connect, get information?
Yes, definitely. Most of what I've learned, or most of the trans people I've talked to, have been via Facebook or online groups via there. Yeah, if it weren't for social media, I don't think I would be out. Just, it's good to be able to connect and share information and stories and talk to others.
Why do you think that's all happening on social media?
Because sometimes it's easier than talking in person, and other times it's distance, so you talk to people in other parts of the world. But honestly, I think it's just easier to try and organise people together on social media than it is to try and sort of talk to them individually and go, right, we're going to be here at this time.
So you said that recently you've been thinking maybe you're gender fluid. Do you want to talk about what that means to you and how you came to think about that?
Well, it was more to do with how I see myself. I've still got a lot to learn, but I've learned a lot more than when I first came out as transgender. It was more to do with the fact that my issues weren't with the body I was born in, it was to do in the way I was treated because of it, or how what society expected of me. So it was more the social role of female I thought I fitted in more with than the physical body. So that's why I feel I fit more into gender fluid, as it's not totally necessary for me to transition, but at the same time it would be nice. So at the moment I'm comfortable in between.
What does gender fluid mean to you? Or how would you describe that to people who don't really know anything about it?
I hope I don't offend anyone here.
It's your personal kind of way you see it.
To me, it's sort of a state of being comfortable enough with yourself to not need to define your gender as one or the other. It's sort of a, I don't know, like a middle gender, or just be comfortable to act or wear what you like, and taking attributes from both male and female, how they're perceived.
How did you learn about, like, gender fluid, or did you know when you first came out as trans, did you know that that was kind of an option or identity that was out there?
No, I didn't, actually. I had no idea about it until, I think it was last year sometime. In one of the trans groups I'm in on Facebook, they posted, like, a link to definition of lots of different identifications. So no, it wasn't until recently that I was actually told about the other terminology and that there's more there.
What have you done since you left high school?
I've been trying to figure out my place in life. Working while I'm figuring out what I want to do, really. Working.
Where have you been working?
Cafes, building sites, where else? Bakeries, car yards, just
all sorts,
yes.
Have you been out in any of your workplaces?
Yes, no, I've been out in all of them apart from the one I'm at currently. That was more to do with they know my dad and they knew me as a child, so it was sort of a bit harder. Rather than coming as a fresh face, it's like, oh, why, that's that person, but why is your name different? And so, yeah, I've been out at my past jobs, and it It's been a little awkward at first as the workers got used to it, but after a while they've become comfortable around me and it hasn't been an issue.
Have you had any transphobia in the workplace? Or homophobia?
No, actually. In the workplace I haven't, which is quite surprising.
What was it like working at the building site?
Dirty.
But it wasn't an issue? What were you doing?
At the start I was sort of going in before the building stuff, so laying all the plastic and stuff, and then I got to demolish the walls, pour the concrete, do the plastering, painting, build a house. But it wasn't
an issue with any of those kind
of... No, surprisingly it wasn't actually. They still treated me like one of the guys, but that's kind of to be expected on the building site.
How do you feel about the way queer and trans people are represented in the media?
And some of them in a positive light. If it's been written or done by a queer or trans person, it's in a positive light because, you know, want people to see themselves in a positive light. But there's bound to be lots of negative media. I can't think of anything examples at the moment, though. Yeah.
Have there been any characters or storylines that you've been able to kind of relate to or seen your identity reflected in?
Is it Short Bus? Or it was a movie, foreign movie. Oh, sorry. I don't know if it was foreign necessarily. It wasn't spoken English. It was about a tomboy. They moved to a new town and it was a girl and started dressing up as a boy and playing with the boys and stuff.
Short Bus is a movie. I don't know if I've seen it.
Maybe from Short Bus. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, it was about a girl who moved to a new town and preferred to play with the boy, so she pretended to be a boy, snuck in, and they found out in the end. But yeah, I found it quite easy to relate with that because it's somewhat what I did at primary school, where I sort of tried to disguise myself as, not necessarily disguise myself as a girl, but sort of
fit in.
Pardon?
Fit in?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the marriage equality bill that passed last year?
Long time coming. Oh, it's, yeah, I watched all the readings of the bill up late at night on TV, and then I went out with friends and celebrated the last one. We watched that be read and accepted. I'm glad it's finally passed. It shouldn't have been an issue in the first place.
What do you think are some of the issues, other issues facing queer and trans young people in New Zealand at the moment?
The one for me that I can think of is mainly bullying in schools.
Mm. Where do you think we might be in 10 years' time?
Maybe we'll have the same rights as everyone else. Getting there. Still a few things to go. But we'll be just like everyone else. Well, we are just like everyone else. We'll be treated just like everyone else. Mm. You won't have to come out anymore. It'll just be... You won't get to choose necessarily, but it won't be a coming out. It'll just be, oh, okay, you like boys instead of girls. You like girls instead of boys. It won't be a big deal.
Are you still involved with Qtopia or any of the trans groups?
Yes, I'm involved with Qtopia. I help facilitate it on a weekly basis and forge our trans youth group. It's currently... I think it's currently on hiatus, so we're doing some rebranding and trying to get in some more information before we start up again. But yes, I'm still involved helping, trying to help run them.
Do you see them, what kind of, do you see those groups doing for young queer and trans people?
The main thing I see is helps the young people realise that they're not alone, or they're not the only one going through this. Also, at the same time, it's good to inform them about everything, but the main thing for them is having friends, meeting other queer people and going, hey, I'm not alone, because most of them are at different schools and they don't see each other outside of Utopia, so they feel quite isolated at school, especially if there's not any other gay people they know of.
What does it mean to you to be volunteering with that group?
It means quite a bit to me because when I was younger, the facilitators of Kitopia helped me quite a bit to come to terms with accepting who I am and knowing that it's okay to be gay. So it means quite a lot to me to hope that I'm helping some of the young members to be able to accept themselves and not feel ashamed.
Have you had any queer or trans role models?
I actually haven't. I can't actually think of any role models in general. It's not good.
That's all right. If you could give a kind of message to a young person struggling to kind of come out as queer or trans, what would it be?
It gets better. Maybe how at the moment, or maybe it's not. Maybe you're still just starting to question yourself, but it gets better. One day things will change. You'll be somewhere different. You'll be someone different. Just don't stress out about it too much. Just take a breath.
What messages do you remember getting when you were growing up about queer and trans people?
That they were creepy old men that met people in toilets. That was most of the messages I got about queer people.
Where did you get those from?
Older kids at school, big brothers of older friends. I don't know, who would have talked about it at that age? Yeah, it was just sort of the schoolyard gossip.
What's the kind of, have you been part of much of the kind of nightlife scene in Christchurch for the queer community?
No.
Do you feel like it's a safe place to go out in?
I'm hoping yes, but I honestly wouldn't have any idea. I'm early to bed, so I don't see that side of things.
What's your favourite thing about being a part of our queer and trans community in New Zealand?
That you feel welcome and accepted for who you are. And free to be yourself when you're around your peers, because half the time you're busy pretending to be someone else or trying to please others, but with your queer family you can just be yourself.